You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The holiday season means yet more to choose from on New York stages. There are dozens of Christmas-inspired shows, from the classic to the Occupy versions, many family productions to consider if you have visitors in town, and several plays to see before they close very soon. Here with a theater lover's holiday guide is Jennifer Venasco, an editor and theater critic in our newsroom. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, Soterius.
So let's start with Christmas favorites. Is there anything better than the Rockettes?
What could be better than the Rockettes? The Rockettes are amazing. I actually saw it again 2 years ago. I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. There's this new technology. There's a 3D movie and the classic Rockettes kick line. So there's the Nutcracker, another classic. There's one at New York City Ballet. That's the romantic, traditional, balancing version. There's the American Ballet Theater version, ABT, which is more acrobatic and a little more psychological, deeply emotional. There's It's a Wonderful Life and Rudolph's Tale. Both are being done as radio plays on the Upper West Side. And A Christmas Story returns to Broadway. That's that 1983 movie that became a classic and is now adapted for Broadway last year and this year. There's a musical, so there's tap dancing, and if you've seen the movie, you'll remember there's a lamp in the shape of a woman's leg, and that leg has its own number.
Oh, great. Wow. I understand there are actually five versions of A Christmas Carol this year. Really? Five?
Five. Two more than the actual ghosts. It might be a little bit of overkill. I'm just going to stress two. The rest of them will be on our website. One is this one-actor, one-hour version from Summoner's Theater, which is in the Merchant's House Museum. It's a Victorian house near Washington Square, so there's gas lights, there's original paintings. It should be a really great experience. There's also Blessed Unrest, which is an experimental troupe, has this political Occupy version.
An Occupy version of A Christmas Carol.
I know, exactly. And you would think, and on the surface of you, you think, what is that? But really, if you think about it, it's kind of great because it's about like people who are struggling to meet their basic needs, and then rich people like Ebenezer Scrooge, the 1%, are just paying no attention. I'd like to also put out a shout out to WNYC, which is having its own version.
That's right.
It's starring Brooke Gladstone, John Hockenberry, Ilya Meritz, and Amy Eddings from our newsroom. So that should be really fantastic.
And, you know, for those who have family in town, what are your picks for family shows?
I have three picks. One's a fairly new musical. It's called The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. I must admit, I didn't love it. I thought the main character, Monty, wasn't very likable and eventually a little boring, but I am alone in this. Everyone else adored it. The New York Times, Time Out New York, people in our newsroom were practically hitting me over the head that I didn't like it. It's very catchy. There's one guy, Jefferson Mays, who plays eight characters who all get killed. And in this like very over-the-top music hall fashion. So it's a great family show. My other two picks are especially for people with kids. Both of them are closing in January, so now's your last time to see them. There's Annie, of course. It's really a love song to the city. My favorite song is NYC in there, kind of a pee into like the bustle of Broadway. And then there's Peter and the Starcatcher, now off-Broadway, which is closing after 2 years and five Tonys. It is a perfect, absolutely perfect family show. The day I went, there was a ton of kids in the audience. There's pirates. It's very swashbuckling. But it's also a beautiful show for adults. It's sad. It's funny. It has that kind of nostalgic feeling of, are we making the right choices as we're growing up? It's really beautiful.
Now, getting theater tickets can often be difficult and expensive enough any time of year. Isn't it even more difficult during the holidays?
It is, in the sense that tickets are more sold out, so there's not a lot of discounts. You can do the old standby, which is going to the tickets booth at Times Square, of course. But I would suggest that people think beyond Broadway. You know, off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway really have a lot of incredible, interesting, innovative options. And that way you can go see a show, and if you didn't love it, that's okay. You didn't spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars for tickets. You can also divide up your group into groups of like two or four, all see different shows at the same time, and then have dinner afterwards and talk about the show. And that way, you know, again, you don't have to like appease your Aunt Maud by going to see like Wicked for the eighth time. You can get obstructed view seats. And my best advice is, if you can, wait till January. Everybody's going to the theater now. No one goes till January. You'll have that theater to yourself. There'll be discounts. It'll be cheap. What's better than that?
Right. Unless you want to see Annie, which closes
on unless you want to see Annie, right, or Peter and the Starcatcher, which, right, you have to see right away.
Right. Jennifer Venasco is an editor and theater critic in WNYC's newsroom. For details on all of her picks, go to WNYC.org. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.